This is the Project Management Podcast. We bring project management topics to beginners and experts. Find us on the web at www.thepmpodcast.com or send your emails to pmpodcast@gmail.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 92. I am Cornelius Fichtner. This is the Project Management Podcast for the 1st of April 2008. Nice to have you with us. Today we are starting a new series of episodes. My plan is to go back to the basics of project management and revisit books and teachings from the great names in project management. The reason for this is because I feel that we lose ourselves way too much in the detailed nitty-gritty of our methodologies. I mean, Agile, Waterfall, RUP, Scrum, Extreme Programming, and Extreme Project Management, they're all good methodologies, but in order to be able to apply them properly to your projects, you have to first understand the underlying fundamentals of our profession. And there is no better way to do this than by going back to the basics. I have a list of great names in project management in mind, and today we are starting out with the name that ranks at the very top, and that is the world-famous singer, songwriter, and project manager, Mrs. Britney Spears. Before we get into this discussion, however, I have just one helpful resource for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Spark Internet Marketing, a full-service premium internet marketing firm offering search engine optimization and pay-per-click services to customers across North America. Our number one priority is to grow your business by leveraging the internet to bring you qualified leads at rates lower than traditional advertising mediums. We deliver quality work and fully explain our efforts to you on a monthly basis. Visit sparkinternetmarketing.com and sign up for a free website performance report and 60-minute personalized discovery session. As promised, just one quick helpful resource and then we'll head right into the discussion of today. And the helpful resource is that some of you may have raised an eyebrow when you saw the title of today's episode or when you listened to the introduction, and you might be thinking that I'm trying to pull your leg. Far from it. Mrs. Britney Spears is indeed actively immersed in the project management world. And as they say, the proof is in the pudding. Or in this case, the proof is in the posting. Therefore, our one and only helpful resource today is to reference you to a post by Mrs. Britney Spears on the projectmanagementsource.com website. In this post, Mrs. Spears discusses her problems with time management and how she was able to partially resolve them. It is quite an interesting read, and it shows her innovative approach to project management-related problem solving. Enjoy. To find the post, please stop by at thepmpodcast.com and click on the helpful resources link that you can find at the bottom of today's episode, which is episode number 92. And now let us head right into today's main topic, which are the 10 things you can learn about project management from Mrs. Britney Spears. Mrs. Britney Spears is a singer, actress, and project manager with an illustrious worldwide career. She has written several books and produced instructional videos. Today, I would like to review the 10 things you can learn about project management from her not-so-well-known teachings and relate them to you in the hope that you will be able to apply them on your projects. Here they are. Number 10. Don't let me be the last one to know. With this song on her Oops, I Did It Again album, Mrs. Spears is reinforcing a simple concept for us. Bad news, and good news as well, must be proactively communicated to our stakeholders and sponsors. Letting them live in the dark for any length in time about important issues that are happening on your project is a very bad idea. The earlier you can make your sponsors aware of a schedule delay, the sooner the sponsor is able to react and maybe support you by assigning temporary resources. Similarly, if you can see that certain features that your stakeholders simply must have aren't available, you want to tell them early on as well, so that they can not only get used to the idea, but also come up with ways to work around it. Equally bad is the withholding of good information. Mrs. Spears hints at that in the lyrics of the song, which go like this. Don't hold back, just let it go. Let me know, oh, let me know. These lyrics clearly show her agonizing expectancy of good news on the project. For instance, let's assume that you can foresee that your project will end 3 weeks early, but you decide to hold back this information. What do you think will happen when suddenly you show up in the sponsor's office 3 weeks ahead of time and you go triumphantly, "Hey, we are done!" Well, he's going to ask you, "And what do you expect me to do with all the resources from your project now? We don't have anything planned for another 3 weeks for them. You should have told me sooner." So, follow Mrs. Spears' advice and don't let me be the last to know. Your sponsors and stakeholders will love you for not being left in the dark. And of course, love is another strong theme of this particular song. Number 9. Song and dance are 90% of the act. Harold Kirzner teaches us that an astonishing 90% of what we as project managers do is communicating. Mrs. Spears is clearly a Kirzner scholar and applies this 90% rule in her life performance projects when she delivers 10% of substance, lifestyle and the hots with 90% song and dance. In that way, she sweeps her audience off the floor. Now imagine if you could do the same with your stakeholders. Imagine a boardroom of executives not only giving you a standing ovation at the end of your status presentation, but also purchasing your t-shirt and the DVD as they leave the boardroom. You see, we should all learn from and follow her example of communicating with our audience, not only in the way that works for us, but in the way that is best received and understood by those whom we want to communicate with. They have to be our focus. Give them what they want in the format that they crave. Number 8. Pretty people get pretty projects. Good-looking, slim, tall people make more money than their plain-looking counterparts. This is according to a study released in 2005 by the US Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. These researchers found that beautiful people tend to earn more than their not-so-pretty colleagues. What does this have to do with project management? Everything. If you look at Mrs. Spears, you will see a beautiful young female project manageress who keeps getting assigned to fabulous projects that take her all over the world and have brought her fame and riches. For us less beautiful-looking members in the project management space, this means that we either have to live with our deficiencies and make the best of it, or contact the nearest plastic surgeon and get ready for the new you. You have to get pretty to get the pretty projects. Number 7. Shave off your hair to save your project schedule. Mrs. Spears has often resorted to unconventional methods in project management, even if it was intended to simply get a point across. I assume that many of you may be aware of the fact that one day she decided to publicly shave her head and become, well, bald. Well, that wasn't just a random act of a crazy person. This was a message for us project managers. As a woman, Mrs. Spears realizes that hair is one of the big time wasters. It takes constant care and feeding, and by removing it, you will save time. Of course, with this oh-so-public action, Mrs. Spears isn't suggesting that we now all go bald to have more time to work on our projects. Far from it. Her project management publicity stunt was aimed at time-wasting schedule activities. Here's what you need to do. Go ahead and take out your most current project schedule. Look at every activity, line by line. Identify those activities that can be considered fluff and time wasters, and now take a razor and shave them off. With some of these stubborn, hard-to-get-rid-of activities, you may even have to bring out the lawnmower. Number 6. Entertainment is more important than delivery. In a world where everyone on the project management side is constantly thinking about deliver, 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 it is refreshing to see that Mrs. Spears has embraced the notion that entertaining approach to project management has a lot of value. With her pleasurable way of getting the message across, her outside-the-box clothing and outlandish PR stints, she gives us permission to apply these principles to our projects. Don't be a drab presenter of a boring 25-slide status report. Interject some fun. Entertain your audience, even if the existence of the company depends on the project. Add some self-deprecating humor. After all, it's more fun to see your company go up in flames with a smile on your face than a frown. Number 5. If it smells good, it sells good. In 2004, Mrs. Spears was offered the opportunity to work on her first multi-million dollar project for the Elizabeth Arden Company. The charter was to release a fragrance called Curious. That perfume netted $100 million in 1 year of sales. This project was followed by Fantasy, In Control, and Midnight Fantasy. Each of these smelled rather good and sold extremely well. By joining the Elizabeth Arden Company and acting as their project manager for these four fragrances, Mrs. Spears not only proved that she was made of excellent project management material, she also proved that she can work outside of the PMBOK methodology, the PMBOK framework. Go ahead and take a look at the PMBOK guide. Do you, anywhere in the PMBOK guide, find the words business case? Well, yes, you do. On page 82, it says that a business case justifies the project, including the return on investment. And that's it. No more. In other words, the PMBOK guide teaches us project managers not to worry about the return on investment because it's not our core business. Mrs. Spears, on the other hand, realized that, even in her early years as a project manager, that a sound business case is what it takes to make not just the project successful, but you have to think farther and make the product successful as well. So she went outside of the business caseless PMBOK guide framework and turned to the PRINCE2 methodology and took the business case best practices from PRINCE2 and implemented them highly successfully on her own projects. So, if it smells, it sells. And if your project management methodology or framework is lacking a particularly important segment for your project, don't fret. Go find it and apply it. Number 4. A limitless budget helps. In her project management career, Mrs. Spears has led a number of highly successful projects. Her current income is estimated in the six-figure range per month. In the project management world, this puts her miles ahead of the pack, at least of me. While such great names as Max Weidman, Tom Mokel, or the PMI CEO Gregory Balestrero have earned the respect of the PM community, Mrs. Spears gets the sponsors' vote. Let's take a look at an example. If you are a company who has a multi-million dollar project going on where a connection with your customer on an emotional level is required and where a successful project also means maximized profits, then whom would you rather employ? Me or the highly successful Mrs. Spears? I thought so. And consequentially, since the gains are so extraordinary, as a sponsor, would you not also just forget to skimp on the budget, would you? Therefore, Mrs. Spears' projects are always well funded, and that is part of her ticket to success. On the other hand, in your and my world, projects are often underfunded and understaffed. No wonder so many of us fail. But in Mrs. Spears' case, the sponsors gladly put up the money, and then they let her go wild, in every possible sense of the word. Number 3. Email My Heart. Though I really enjoy Mrs. Spears' insights into project management, and follow them often, I have to admit that I disagree with this particular advice of hers. She makes the case that on a failing project, it is possible to use email to get to the heart of the problem and work it out with your sponsor. I'm sorry, ma'am, but that is just not how it works in real life. On a failing project of any kind, email is the wrong communication method. Too much is left for interpretation. In the situation that you describe, the only way to salvage the relationship with the sponsor is a face-to-face. So get out of your comfy chair and walk over to his dorm room. I mean, office. But still, this particular misguided advice is an important lesson for us all. Nobody, even the project manager of Mrs. Spears' stature, is infallible. Number 2. Get Naked. At first glance, Mrs. Spears' song titled Get Naked doesn't sound like anything like good project management advice. In fact, it sounds as if we shouldn't even mention it here. But the song has a subtitle, and the full title of the song is Get Naked. I have a plan. So, with this particular advice, get naked, I have a plan, Mrs. Spears does what every good marketer does. She grabs your attention with the get naked statement, and then she brings it back to her real passion of project management by saying that she has a plan. Just like any project manager who is worth her salary should. But that's not all. She has more advice in this song for us. Here you go. I got a plan. We can do it as long as you want it. With these three simple statements, Project Manager Spears lays it out for us. You have to have a plan. You have to believe in yourself so that you can perform the plan. And you must have the backing of your sponsor. Then no project is too complex. Get naked. I got a plan. What fantastic advice for all of us. Number 1. Hit me, baby, one more time. With this particular advice, Mrs. Spears gives us guidance in the area of lessons learned meetings. Have you ever been in the situation where you were new to a company, you were doing a project the way you were used to, and suddenly someone tells you, we don't do it that way? This happened to me more than once, trust me, and obviously Mrs. Spears in her illustrious career must have had her share of such events, because how else could she pack the following incredible number of lessons learned advice tidbits into her counsel? Let me read them to you. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, 'cause I need to know. Give me a sign. All of these four nuggets from her advice column here in this song clearly show that she understands the value of lessons learned meetings and that she wants us to advocate that these are put onto every single one of our project schedules. But then again, I also have to admit that she did confuse me a bit with the following line in the song, and that's, oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Ah, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, baby. I'm not quite sure how that relates to project management or lessons learned at all. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. There are dozens of great project managers whose teachings I would like to review and introduce to you. Mahatma Gandhi, Grace Kelly, Weird Al Yankovic, and Fred Astaire are currently on the shortlist. I would like to invite you to take part in this conversation. Please stop by at thepmpodcast.com and post a comment to episode 92 and tell us what you think of Mrs. Spears' advice and what other great project managers out there need to be introduced to us. As always, you can find us on the web at thepmpodcast.com, and if you are a project manager who wants to become PMP certified, you can visit pmprepcast.com. In our sister podcast, we teach you concepts, tools, and techniques that you need to know in order to pass the PMP exam. Please send your emails to pmpodcast@gmail.com, and when you write, please tell me where in the world you are writing from. And finally, we have this. It is a quote from Bill Cosby. I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everybody. Have a wonderful April Fool's Day, and until next time.